So you might remember this. I'm a theology teacher over at Jesuit. And recently, I was talking with my freshman theology class. We're starting this unit on Jesus, and we're talking about, oh, what do you know about the characteristics of Jesus? What do you know about his character? And this kid in my class, he seems to have this deep revelation on his face, and his hand shoots up, and he's like, wait, Jesus sinned. Remember when he got angry and he turned over those tables in the temple? So I asked him in response, is anger a sin? Is protesting something wrong a sin? He paused and thought about it. He didn't know. In my sophomore class, where we study scripture all year, we were looking at the book of Exodus earlier on this fall. And again, we were looking at the characteristics of God in this conversation God has with Moses, where God tells Moses, I'm gracious, I'm merciful, I'm faithful, loving, slow to anger. And then I pause and I ask my students, what do you all think? Is anger a good emotion? Many of them said no. And I asked them, why? And we all stopped and thought about it together. Could anger be good? What these discussions reveal to me is that anger is one of those really tricky human emotions. I mean, raise your hand if you can relate in any way. That anger is an emotion that we probably really don't know what to do with, especially as Christians. I mean, maybe we were taught to suppress it because, you know, good Christians, we forgive right away, right? Especially us good Christian girls, right? We don't get angry. Or maybe we think of anger as something inconvenient to have to express, maybe wanting to, you know, avoid a dreadful retort like, geesh, just calm down. Or maybe somehow we picked up from someone somewhere that we must use anger if we are ever to get what we want. Anger is therefore our only tool. Yes, anger, I think, is very confusing, especially when we think about it in our lives of faith. Maybe we're wondering, like my student, is anger a sin? But wait, God gets angry. Jesus gets angry. What about us? Aren't we supposed to act like Jesus? How do I know how to express anger? And then what on earth is Jesus getting at when he says, whoever is angry with their brother is liable to judgment? Doesn't this mean don't ever be angry with my brother? I'm not too sure that that is what Jesus means at all. Even research shows that anger is actually this really helpful emotion. One of these, you know, earliest psychological studies done back in the 70s by a man named James Averill, he concluded after all of these research and survey he did that anger, he saw, is one of the densest forms of communication. It conveys more information more quickly than almost any other type of human emotion. And it does an excellent job of forcing us to listen and confront problems we might otherwise avoid. Amazing. Anger makes us confront problems that we might otherwise avoid. And of course, the usefulness of anger isn't just this like modern discovery. It's explored in depth in the Bible. St. Thomas Aquinas in the Middle Ages said, virtue consists in being angry at the right person for the right reason for the right amount of time. So this sense of balanced anger or healthy anger is actually part of virtuous living. And when we think of all of the evil and the cruelty in our world, then of course anger is an appropriate response to injustice. Anger, in that way, can actually be used as or seen as a gift because it helps us locate our wounds. It helps us correct what needs correcting, and anger at abuse, at injustice is nothing other than an expression of our own integrity and dignity as human beings. So, what is Jesus getting at in this verse when he says, "Whoever is angry with their brother is liable to judgment"? Notice Jesus doesn't say, "Don't be angry." He says, essentially, when you are angry at your brother, you are liable to judgment. In other words, you are responsible for how you use that anger. And you're responsible for giving an account of, and for how, you're responsible to give an account of how you used it, why you expressed it, and you're responsible for expressing it wisely. Because here's an alarming thing about anger. Our brains look the same when expressing anger as they do when they're experiencing happiness. In other words, anger can feel wonderful. And if we stop and think about that, we can quickly see that this can become very dangerous. Because when our anger builds, when we hold on to it, when it's not used to right an injustice, when it's not towards mending a relationship, it can lead us away from fixing what is broken and move us towards wanting to hurt those we believe wronged us. Thus, Jesus' teaching is calling us to a high level of responsibility with how we use our anger and where we allow it to lead us. He wants us to take the potential consequences of this human emotion so seriously that he connects anger with the command, "Thou shalt not kill." Might seem like a big jump, but what is interesting is the first time anger is explored in the Bible is actually connected with a murder. It is the story of two brothers, Cain and Abel. After Abel's offering is not accepted by God, after Abel's offering is accepted by God and Cain's is not, Cain becomes angry. God does not say to Cain right away, "Cain, you are sinning." No, when God sees Cain, he asks Cain to reflect. "Why are you angry?" God says. Wanting Cain to realize where his anger can lead, he then says, "Cain, sin is crouching at your door. It wants to devour you, but you can rule over it." When we feel the anger rise in us, it's an invitation to notice, to reflect, to choose a specific path. Which path will we take? The tragic story of Cain was that he did not wrestle with his anger. He did not honor it or try to use it or see it as a gift to mend a broken relationship. He let it devour him, which led him to a field with his brother to act out anger as revenge, rage, and murder. When Jesus explores the command, "Thou shalt not kill," he wants us to reflect on what is the root of this action? What's the root of violence in our world? I mean, how does it all start? And if we dig down deep enough, lo and behold, I think we'll find that tricky emotion, anger, there. This doesn't mean don't feel it. We will feel it. It's human. And again, it can be used as a gift. So the question is, how do we transform our anger? And Jesus urges us to see this bigger picture with our anger. Make reconciliation your goal. Notice later in this passage that we heard in the gospel, Jesus says, when you're giving an offering, and notice there is unspoken business between you and your brother, your sister, go and reconcile with that person. Then come back and give the offering. And in this act of reconciling, anger very well might be part of the equation. For anger might have been that emotion to signal that someone was hurt. It might be the motion to signal that someone needs to take ownership of wrongdoing caused in order for true forgiveness to be offered. Only then can we stand in clear conscience of our misdeeds. And so allow me to end with an image, especially as you pray through these 9 days of the novena and you're processing your life and reflecting on things that have happened. This emotion, anger, very well might rise to the surface. So maybe think of anger as a guest that will enter your house. And maybe anger has been hanging out in your house for quite some time, but you've neglected that they were even there because you didn't know how to engage it. Or maybe you've chosen to over-engage this guest and you've had that same dinner conversation over and over and over every night. Wherever you find yourself, don't freak out. Notice anger, reflect on it. Ask questions like, how will this guest help me see my wounds? How will this guest teach me about injustice occurring that I need to be mobilized to act on? How will this guest help me in Christ's mission to reconcile all things? Whatever you do, don't allow this guest to stay forever, or else they will take over your home. And remember, you have a permanent residence in your house. Jesus, your brother, will be with you. He is well acquainted with the emotion of anger. He will teach you how to honor the guest, how to allow it to transform you, and will teach you how to gracefully let it go.